This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
I'm not the host of this show. You are.
Yeah, you need to change that.
I know. So you're the host, Elisa Profumo.
Welcome to Casual Friday.
There you go. Now you're taking over like a boss. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
I'm happy it's the end of the week.
Yeah, TGIF.
I have only two more days to work, and then it's Monday.
So what's new with you?
Oh, God. I am so pissed off.
What are you pissed about?
Well, I can make something up or I can tell you the truth. The truth is, I went in for this tricep surgery. Everybody knows about it, right?
Right.
Tricep's doing great. I'm just about as strong as I was before the surgery.
That's awesome.
I know, it is awesome.
And how long has it been? It hasn't been that long.
I had the surgery on June 10th, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
June 10th. So I get my bills. So
of
I got a bill from the anesthesiologist, I got a bill from the surgeon, I got a bill from the hospital.
What, did you think it was going to be free?
Yeah. What happened to Obamacare? I thought that was the whole idea behind this, health care for everybody. So the surgery costs $14,000. The hospital costs $14,000.
Holy moly.
Right. The surgeon cost $3,600. And the anesthesiologist, I think, was like, I don't know, $800 or something like that.
So right? You're close to $20,000.
$20,000, right?
Right.
So, and these prices are all, I wish I could curse, these prices are all bull dinky, just for the record, and I'm going to show you why.
Okay, bull dinky.
You think that's funny, bull dinky? So I get the final bills through Anthem, right?
Uh-huh.
And I get the final bills from the hospital. So I owe the hospital $2,500. I owe the surgeon $1,300, and I owe the anesthesiologist almost the full amount for the anesthesia. Okay?
So you
would think that means that Blue Cross Anthem picked up all that other stuff, right? I mean, that looks like, wow, so you know, maybe I end up owing like $3,800 for this surgery.
But they just wrote it off. The hospital and...
Do you want to know how much Anthem has paid for my surgery?
I think I know.
$254. Everything else was written off.
That's crazy.
So I pay these mother flappers close to $600 a month for insurance. I get a surgery. I end up paying almost the entire surgery. They write off the rest and pay $250.
Well, actually, it's not over yet because they asked you to fill out a form about whether that was an accident.
Yeah, but that's not going to. No, because if I would have said, yeah, it was a workers' comp accident, then they would have said, we're not paying anything until workers' comp weighs in. No, I told them it happened at the gym, I told them. Could you believe this? I'm telling you something. Health insurance is the biggest friggin' scam, and now the government is in on the scam. They're in on it. They paid $254 total out of pocket. I give them we give them for joint health, well over $7,000 a year for health insurance.
They don't ever cover anything.
They never cover anything. Blood work, they cover the smallest amounts.
Well, they don't know. It goes towards your deductible. And then the only thing that having this insurance does for us is that it lowers our cost.
Yes. We get to use their price.
Yes.
For the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, answer me this, wise Elisa. If the hospital was willing to do this surgery for $2,500 and they wrote off the balance of that between $14,000 and $2,500, if the hospital is willing to do that, what's the real price the hospital should be charging? $2,500.
Right.
Because the hospital's not taking it in the keister. They're not losing money. They made money at $2,500 for my 10 minutes in the OR.
And then I wonder, what about somebody that doesn't have the insurance like this that brings it down to a different schedule
this
because of the insurance.
This is the scam. So this is the scam in a nutshell. You just elucidated it, right? So the scam in a nutshell is this. Not that insurance companies help pay or offset the cost to you by them paying for you. They give you access to a negotiated price plan that they have negotiated with those facilities. And those facilities negotiated prices, they make money at it. It's all smoke and mirrors. This whole healthcare, the truth of the matter is the trillions of dollars that we say is what it costs for healthcare every year, it's a fraction of that. The hospitals would be willing to get paid. The doctors would be willing to get paid. The insurance companies create these inflated numbers so that they can go, well, when you pay through us, you get access to this amount. We're not actually paying it. We just negotiated on your behalf. This is nonsense.
Well, and the rates keep going up. Let's see what happens this fall when the rates go up again.
Now because that I had a surgery.
Every year they keep going up. And we really don't use it. The only thing we use it for is our blood work and then you for the surgery.
Right.
And I've had ultrasounds done twice this year. But, you know, that's knock on wood.
You know what? Of the 7,000 we pay a year, maybe they lay out 2,000. So they're 5,000 ahead. It's infuriating. Infuriating.
Okay. So on a different note, a little bit positive note.
Okay.
I want to talk about my workouts at the gym.
So since Alex was here, we've actually started training more frequently again.
Well, it's not since Alex was here. It's because I'm feeling so much better.
Right, right.
It doesn't have anything to do with Alex is here.
But I mean, it was since he was here was kind of like the for me it was like the time that's when I started to focus more. I thought, you know, I need to get into the gym more, no matter how I feel right now.
Well, I've had, you know, everybody knows from listening to the show that I've had my challenges with the hormones.
Right.
And this year, you know, I've tried everything. I tried the orals. I tried injectables. I've tried creams. I've tried everything. And so this year I went to the palette, which was almost like the last resort.
Right.
So I've had three different sessions with that, and I feel so much better.
How long are the sessions?
Well, like 3 months.
2 to 3 months.
Well, no, my first one was in January, so then I think it's around 3 months.
Every 3 months you go.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm starting to feel back to normal again, and I can really see progress in my workouts.
You've gotten leaner in the past probably 4 months without really trying. I think that's something that women need to pay attention to, because if your hormones are messed up, you're not going to get lean no matter what you do.
Well, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
And it's just been the past month or so that I feel like it's really starting to come off.
Right.
But anyway, so, and I'm getting stronger again in
right.
the gym.
Right.
Because I was strong before, and I feel like I lost a lot of that.
Right.
Because when you don't sleep and you can't focus and you don't have
energy
and the get up and go, you can't really work out hard in the gym. You
right.
can go there and go through the motions.
Right.
But so Saturday, you and I were there together.
Right.
And I have this thing that I get nervous when I'm lifting heavy weights.
Right.
So it's nice to have somebody there to spot me.
Right.
And so I was working my way up. So on my fifth set on the leg press,
right.
I worked up to 535 pounds.
Right.
And so I was nervous.
Right.
But I did it, and I did 5 reps.
Yeah, and you did 5 deep reps. I made sure of that. I made sure you went deep with every one. So you will be back. I predict that you will be over your 600-pound best leg press very shortly, and here's why. I think back then you were able to press more than 600 pounds, but you get anxiety ridden when you start thinking about doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I can see the fear in you. But then once you're done with the set and you're like, wow, that didn't kill me, then all of a sudden that weight becomes easily attainable and now you're looking to the next. So I predict that you'll actually be able to press 700 plus pounds.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I guarantee it. You've got the strength. You're just freaked out when you do it.
So the guy next to me was watching this whole process. He's an older man on the other leg press machine. And he, when we finished.
He waited for me to walk away because I was spotting him, right?
And when you left, he looked at me. He said, "That was amazing."
Yeah. Well, I predict you've got easily a 700-pound leg press in you. But for you, it's controlling your angst. It really is. I'm serious about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you could control your angst and your, you know, your fear of, oh my God, this is so much weight. What if something pops? That's what it is.
Well, and speaking of that, so I told a friend of mine, whose name will remain nameless.
Right.
I told him, I said, I just lifted I thought it was 525, but I guess it's 535.
Even the day you did it, I said, that's 535. And you looked at me and you went, 525. I was like, no, it's 535. The platform is 75 pounds.
He said, why would you do that? Why would you even want to do that? Aren't you afraid you'll hurt something?
No. It's all about achieving your goals. It's all about pushing your body and finding out how far your limits really are in this life. We just talked about this the other day when Brent Jones and Eric Hart were on talking about Colin Clark and his new documentary, this wonderful kid. He's not a kid. He's 23 years old. He's a young man with Down syndrome. He got into bodybuilding because his coach that you know, I can never think
Glenn.
Of his name. Glenn. Took him under his wing, mentored him. And the kid did an amazing, he got down to 7% body fat. For people who don't know this, those with Down syndrome, they have severe metabolic challenges. They put on weight really fast, really easily. And so when we talked about it the other day, Eric Hart said, you know, there was more to it than just bodybuilding. This kid evolved. He went through a metamorphosis. He's now doing public speaking and motivational speaking. Before, he was painfully shy and would sit quietly and wouldn't say two words in a room of people. And I said, yes, but that's because physical culture brings out the best in every area of your life. When you start to challenge yourself, you see changes in your body, you see muscle growing, you see you're getting stronger in the gym. That translates to being a better mother, better father, better business person, better teacher, better everything, because it makes you go, oh my God, I'm capable of so much more than I ever thought.
Well, I can tell you this, just I feel so much better, not just physically, but mentally. I feel like I've got my swagger back.
Yes. I actually said that to Kevin Hart because he said he's bench pressing again since football after doing working on the documentary. You know, the greatest gift of physical culture is not the bodies that we get, not the strength that we get, but it's the confidence that we can do anything.
Yeah. So yesterday, so I'm doing like a heavy leg day and a light leg day.
Right.
So yesterday I went in for my light leg day and I did walking lunges and I did some, plyometrics, you know, some more high intensity training.
Right. Right.
What I found interesting is that I didn't get sore when I did the heavy day, but I'm sore from the light leg day.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
And why is that?
Because you're doing a lot more damage to muscle fibers on the higher rep stuff. You really are.
Hmm.
And that's really what it is. But as you, with each passing week, that'll stop happening anyway because your body will adapt.
I kind of pushed the sled yesterday and it was fun. It's,
yeah.
It's fun again.
Yes. And that's the important thing. It's fun again. And now you'll be able to be consistent again.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, sometimes when I go backwards for a while because of an injury, I worry if I'm ever going to be that strong again. Like, what if that was it for me? What if this injury puts me in a position where I'll never be able to do that again? And for me, the journey back is always testing to see if I can get there again. And I do. I always do. At least so far I have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I know. I never want to be weak ever again. I just don't. I don't care what else is going on in my life. I'll always have that. And that makes everything better for me. Maybe people will say I'm very narrow, you know, but for me, that's what it is.
It might be kind of psychological too.
Yeah, because, you know, when I was a young kid growing up in Brooklyn, I was picked on a lot. I was fat. I wore glasses. I mean, I told you the stories about how some Puerto Rican kid stole my sneakers one day when I was getting off the bus. I walked
that's
all the
so
way home.
Sad.
My mother bought me brand new Keds sneakers. She wouldn't buy me the PF Flyers because they were too expensive. And I had brand new Keds sneakers on. And this kid goes to me, what size are those? And like a dummy, I go, 8.5. He goes, take them off.
I was not funny. I'm sorry.
And I went to Catholic school, so I had the blue tie on, the white shirt, the blue pants. I was always disheveled because I was fat. I had long hair that was hanging in my face. I had these big stupid glasses on. I'm carrying my briefcase, the old-fashioned school bag. And I said, "What?" And with that, he pushed me. And I fall on my ass, and he reaches down, he grabs the heels of both sneakers, he just pops them off my feet. And then he walks to the front of the bus, and he gets off the next stop. I got off the same stop. I was afraid. I thought he was going to kick my ass. He was older than me. So I end up walking home. My mother goes to me, "Where are your sneakers?" And I said, "Some kid stole them on the bus." She goes, "What?" Like, I don't know if she didn't believe me or she didn't care. Like, those were expensive. What?
She smacked you?
She smacked me. She smacked me. I felt like saying, "Smack him. Don't smack me."
So that reminds me of a story real quick before we go on the break. So when I was in the sixth grade, it was my birthday. And do you remember the old CPO jackets?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got one for my birthday. I was so proud of that. I went to school. There was a girl in the school that had just, like, this was her first time at the school. I'd been there through all the grades, and this was her first year. And she thought that she was going to come in and be the queen or whatever.
Right, make her mark, right.
Right, so she made fun of my jacket. I punched her in the nose.
Did you really?
I did.
Did you have to go to the principal?
I did, and I got in trouble.
But did she ever bother you?
No, never again.
Yeah, so I needed you on the bus with me. You could have beat the kid up for me.
I can't believe I did that, though. That was so unlike me.
I was so afraid. That's why my father made me take up boxing. My father signed me up for CYO boxing, and then things changed for me. Because I started to recognize that I could handle things better than I thought I could. It was a transformation for me, too. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So what's next on the agenda, Lisa?
So I want to talk about the Olympics for a little bit. Does this feel like to you that these Olympics have a lot of stuff going on, more so than normal?
Like stuff external to the Olympics?
External.
Yeah, everybody's being robbed at gunpoint, other than that.
Or telling lies about being robbed at gunpoint.
So have they proven that he was lying?
I don't know if they have or not. I shouldn't have said that because I don't know the full story.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think they
do. Why would he come out and say he got robbed at gunpoint and then and lie about it?
You'd have to ask Ryan Lochte, the swimmer, that. Okay, so speaking of swimmers, so have you ever watched synchronized swimming?
Yes, and people make fun of it, but it's one of the most difficult sports in the world.
Is it really?
Oh my God! Yes, absolutely.
Why?
Because you have to do your motions in a pool, keeping yourself afloat
together
by treading water at a million miles a second, and do those things in unison with everybody else in the pool. I mean, it's
amazing.
It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. Very difficult.
So one thing I found interesting is their hair and makeup always looks so good.
Yeah, they look like the girls in the Robert Palmer movie, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
Video.
Video, the Robert Palmer video. One thing I did find out was, do you know what they use on their hair to keep it in place?
Elmer's glue.
Knox gelatin.
That makes sense.
And they said that they add glitter and other decorations to
it. But wouldn't the Knox gelatin, after being in water, I guess they put it on and let it dry.
They put it on and let it dry and it turns into a gel. And they're all about, looks to me like they're all about the same size too.
You know, I just had a thought.
What is that?
Doing that with your hair might actually make your hair shiny and stronger.
And stronger. That's exactly what I thought when I read that.
Yeah. That might be worthwhile for women to do.
Because don't people take it to make their nails and hair stronger internally?
It's collagen. And, you know, there's a certain quantity of collagen in your hair.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I would do a Knox gelatin. Like, what do you call that when you put something on and let it sit? Or hot oil therapy.
Conditioner or treatment.
Yeah, treatment. Yeah. I would do a Knox gelatin treatment. I think the women in the audience would try that. No, I'm serious. I mean, it'll stink to high heaven. But
it stink? Well, people eat it. No, the Knox gelatin. Don't people eat it?
Yeah, they eat it. They put it in foods. But in and of itself, you know, hydrolyzed collagen doesn't smell good. It smells like. Have you ever burned a fingernail? Have you ever like had someone with a Dremel working on your fingernails, and they went a little too hard? That smell of your nail.
Yeah.
That's what Knox gelatin smells.
Kind of like the smell of a tooth when the dentist is filing.
No,
on it.
That's even worse. That's worse. I was going to say a horse's hoof. If you've ever been around a blacksmith and you know what a horse's hoof smells like when they're shaving it before they put a new shoe on it, that's what Knox gelatin smells like.
Okay, so evidently McDonald's, they must be a sponsor of the Olympics.
Yeah.
Because they're giving away free food to the athletes in the athletes' village.
Well, that's nice. That's nice.
I guess if you want to eat at McDonald's, I guess it's their cheat meal.
These people, they've got to eat 5,000-6,000 calories a day. You're not going to do that eating, you know, chicken breasts and green vegetables. You can't do it. You got to have high fat foods. So I think the occasional McDonald's sandwich is probably good for them.
So evidently the athletes are going in and they're ordering so much food that they've put a cap on the amount of food that these athletes can order. They can only order for a single order 20 items per person.
20
items. That's the cap that they've put on it.
And I'm sure they eat it all.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm, you know, and I know you're going to talk about this in a second, but I have a strange feeling that people who have eating disorders become athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Because then instead of vomiting, they work their calories off.
Right.
And didn't you say that there's a term called exercise bulimia?
Uh-huh.
So that's it.
So one of the Australian badminton players posted a picture of himself on social media surrounded by 8,000 calories of McDonald's food.
Which was probably just three hamburgers and two orders of French fries, right?
It looks like five packages of French fries, and it's just crazy the amount of food here. A milkshake and chicken nuggets. So, but anyway, I found it interesting that they put a cap on a single order, 20 items.
That's funny.
So I guess we want to talk about the eating disorder since you just mentioned that.
So I really am starting to come to realize a couple things.
Okay.
When I first got into powerlifting, one of the things I loved about it was the drugs. You know, using anabolic steroids, because I had grown up in the drug culture. The 60s, the 70s, it was all about doing drugs, and it wasn't frowned upon. It wasn't a bad thing. Everybody was doing coke and everything else. And after being indoctrinated into that life, it makes sense why baby boomers love to go to the doctors and get pills for things, because we've been indoctrinated into living is better through chemistry. That was a saying when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when I got into powerlifting and I found out that I could start using these drugs, it actually became exciting to me. And there used to be a song in the 90s, I Do It for the Drugs. It was like a grunge song, very popular. I remember when that song came on, I started thinking about my relationship with drugs throughout my life and how now powerlifting gave me an opportunity to use drugs that were good for me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Making me stronger, making me perform better. But I think that people who do recreational drugs probably also do better in bodybuilding, because you already made peace with the idea of doing drugs. I think the same is going to be true of people with eating disorders. I think people with orthorexia and other eating disorders like bulimia, they could be easily attracted to becoming athletes, because it justifies them being complete pigs and eating 8,000-10,000 calories. Well, I got to do it. I'm an athlete. I've got to do this. You know what I mean?
Well, the swimmer Dara Torres, I don't know if you remember her. She was probably one of the oldest swimmers. I think it was last Olympics.
Oh, I do remember.
She was in her 40s.
I do remember.
And they posted, put a picture of her on Sports Illustrated because she looked really good in her 40s. But anyway, she wrote a book about her battle with bulimia during college. She said pretty much all she thought about during college was what she ate, what she wanted to eat, what other people ate, and what she needed to do to get rid of the calories that she ingested, how much exercise she got, and how'd she look in the swimsuit when she mounted the blocks, swimming blocks. So actually she wrote this book about it, but this article goes on to profile other athletes like gymnast Shawn Johnson, tennis star Monica Seles, who have all come out and said that they've had eating disorders.
Right.
And I guess it's common among swimmers, gymnasts, running athletes who track and field and wrestling.
And bodybuilders, too. I mean, bodybuilders eat 10,000 calories a day some periods of the year. I mean, to be able to justify eating that much food.
Roughly 35% of female athletes were at high risk for developing anorexia and 38% for bulimia.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I believe that there's a unique attraction there. I really do.
Especially in the sports that emphasize appearance and weight requirements like wrestling.
Well, and if, and you'll find people that, that had bulimia. And somewhere along the line, they found fitness, right? And if you find that those people tend to like, well, they've got to jog three times a day, and they're looking at their step count. I got to tell you, these activity trackers can actually be demons. If you're one of these people who has to get 16,000 steps in a day, 18,000 steps in a day, and then you in turn eat 5, 6, 7,000 calories to justify, well, I've got 16,000 steps. I gotta eat enough.
Because it becomes a vicious cycle.
Yeah, back down the activity, man. Back it down. Because all you're doing is putting gas through the car and just driving the car endlessly and never parking it.
Well, and according to this article also, they say that, that athletes can easily hide in plain sight, because their extremism is often lauded as, a mechanism for their sport.
Dedication to their sport. Well, look, so look, you just said this guy is sitting there with 8,000 calories of McDonald's.
Exactly.
Now snatch that person out of the picture and put an obese person in there. And you'd go, oh my God, look at that pig. Look at that pig, how much food they're eating.
But for the athlete, you say, oh, well, he deserves it. He earned it.
Not he deserves it.
He earned it.
No, he needs it. It's fuel. This person is burning 15,000 calories a day.
Well, you don't use McDonald's for fuel. Come on.
Well, I mean, some people do. I got to tell you, like within the athletic community, I'm sure that they're looking for that nutrient dense, high fat.
But there's really,
I mean caloric dense.
It's
caloric
plastic dense food.
Okay, I agree. But again, if that's a fat person sitting there instead of some Olympic swimmer, you'd go, oh my God, look at that fat pig. I can't believe how much food that they're eating. But because this person it looks slim and burns it off, they need that food to keep doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of bulimics hiding in athletes, I predict.
So I want to talk about the Olympic lifter who dances.
Yes, and then we have to take a break. I love this guy. I love this guy, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
So what's his name?
His name is David Katoatau.
Okay, Katatu. And he's
from Kiribati, which is an island in the Pacific.
Small island, right?
A small Pacific island.
And so he dances whether he makes the lift or not. I saw him miss a clean and jerk and almost fell on him. And he dropped the bar and he looked like wow, I can't believe I didn't get crushed by that. And then all of a sudden he just broke into this dance. And I'm thinking, why is this guy? I thought he was dancing because he was excited that the bar didn't kill him. It turns out that he dances after every lift, doesn't he?
He does. And you know why?
Why?
He's dancing because he's worried that his country might disappear. And he wants people...
Why? Is the Olympic swimming team threatening to eat the islands?
I think they think because of climate change. But he wants to bring awareness about his nation, and it's working. Obviously,
we're talking about him. Yeah,
and people are, and we saw him on some news station. People are talking about him.
Yeah. But I got to be honest with you. We're talking about him. We're talking about the island, and we'll talk about the island again when it gets covered over in water in 100 years from climate change. It's not going to change anything.
He's dancing because he's not sure what else he can do at this point to help his sinking, storm-battered country.
Build an ark and move. That's the best thing you can do. Build an ark and move. Your dancing is going to get you attention and get your island attention and maybe even increase tourism to the island. But here's what it's not going to do. It's not going to affect climate change because China and every other industrialized nation in the world doesn't give a good hoot about the fact that your island will be covered up in water in 200 years. They're not going to change anything.
He wrote an open letter to the world last year to tell people about all the homes lost to rising sea levels. I don't know how many years it will be before it sinks. That's sad.
So get off the island. Find a way to get your people off the island and move someplace else. That's the sensible thing because they're not going to stop climate change and they're not going to stop the island from being covered by water. Look, There's a lot of good reasons to stop polluting the environment. Nobody cares. Because no one. We have friends that don't even recycle. They don't give a damn about that island. He could dance from now until the cows come home. It's not going to change a thing. If he really wants to do something, be a critical thinker and go, how do we raise enough money to get everybody off the island? That's what he should be doing. I'm serious. I'm just being real.
I would think that there would be something that you could do.
Yeah, China's going to stop tomorrow polluting that part of the world with their factories and all the fossil fuels that they burn because of this island. They don't even care about their people dying from the pollution. Come on. He's got to move everybody off the island if he wants to do something. All right, stay tuned.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio Live, Casual Friday, thanks to Amy Lee. This show is brought to you by Amy Lee today. And the reason for that is because Amy alerted me that the channel was down about a half hour before the show started, said, is there something wrong with the player? Because I don't hear anything streaming. I was like, oh, man, we've got a ghost in our soundboard. So thank you, Amy Lee.
And thanks to, you know, all the listeners. They always help out, like sending articles and it's just nice. And I do feel like, you know, we're a nation, a group.
Yeah, this show is by the people. There's no doubt
about
it.
It's for the people and by the people.
Yeah.
That's a saying. So anyway.
Also, you did want to announce something.
Which is?
That it was very uncharacteristic of you to punch that girl because you're not a violent person.
I'm not. And when I said that, I thought people are going to get the wrong idea. That was highly uncharacteristic of me. I mean, I was just so upset about her making fun of my
Elisa
jacket.
Elisa was so concerned that people would think that she was like an abuser or something. She's like, maybe I shouldn't have told that story. I don't want people to think that, you know, like I just go around punching people. I says, no.
That was a first and only for me, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so we were talking about McDonald's earlier. Did you know they were giving away activity tractors and
that's
Happy Meals?
That's shocking to me. That's
Happy
shocking
Meal activity trackers. Well, evidently, they've had to discontinue that because it was causing skin irritations.
So they had a very unique activity tracker. Instead of it actually tracking how many steps, like in showing you like you've had 2,000 steps and you just burned 360 calories, it would flash on the screen and said, you can have another Big Mac now. You can go back and get another order of fries now.
Yeah, it just seems kind of odd, a Happy Meal and an activity tracker.
One other thing, I've got to give a shout out. You know, we do our production company is producing a new podcast called Beating Brain Cancer Podcast. It's hosted by Phil James and Andrew Scarborough over in the UK. The show's going to be magnificent. We're releasing it for the first time.
It's a great show.
Unbelievable.
It sounds awesome.
We're going to save a lot of lives with this show. Really, I'm serious. And so Phil James is listening live, and he messaged me on Facebook and said, maybe that guy ought to watch the movie Waterworld.
The dancing Olympic lifter.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I get all these catalogs in the mail. I got a Pottery Barn catalog yesterday, and you know standing desks have gone mainstream when Pottery Barn has one on the front of their catalog.
I've seen them on cable news channels now, too.
Oh, really?
Yes. CNN, I saw them doing an ad for a standing desk that has like you could stand and you could sit back down with it.
That's the same thing that this is. It's actually kind of cool because it's you can sit, you can stand, you can do whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the mood
is. I think it's great. I think I'd like to get one.
Yeah, I think I would, too. So we were talking about the Olympics in Rio just a little while ago. I just want to talk about this story that I found that I find pretty amazing. There's a restaurant over in Rio that is taking food that is left over from the Olympic Village that they don't want.
Right.
It's food that like the fruit that we've talked about that has bruises on it or close to the expired date or has expired, and they've turned it away from the Olympic Village. They're taking this food to a restaurant that has some high-end chefs there that are donating their time, and they're making this food for the homeless.
That's wonderful.
And they're serving the homeless in this restaurant with linen tablecloths and not paper plates, but, you know, regular
real china,
regular forks flatware and knives. There's art on the walls, like a real restaurant for these people, which is amazing to me.
Couldn't do that in the United States.
No.
Because some class action lawsuit attorney would come out and want to say, well, all you homeless people that got sick the other night when eating that gourmet meal, we're going to sue that company now for using perishables that were thrown away from someplace else.
The name of the nonprofit is Food for Soul.
I like
that. And they're going to continue after the Olympics to help maybe train these people to be able to become chefs or help them, you know,
get
later
into the culinary
arts.
That's really great. That's wonderful. Wonderful.
So
What's next, Elisa?
You wanted to talk about the clean eating clean slogan.
Guess who's got a clean eating? Guess who is telling people to eat clean at their restaurant?
Well, that term is becoming so overused now.
So eating clean was a term that was created in the bodybuilding industry. Let's be very clear about this. That's where the term came from, eating clean.
I have friends that say, oh, I'm eating clean, and then I
want to slap them. I want to slap them. Oh, I'm
eating clean. I want to punch them in the nose.
Yeah, I do. I want to punch them in the nose. When some of these people say they're eating clean, it makes me, I want to just hit them. You don't know what eating clean is.
So eating clean to one person is different than somebody else.
No, that's eating healthy. Okay. Eating clean means you're not eating anything that comes out of a box with a label on it. You're eating specific ratios of protein and carbs and fats. You're eating frequently throughout the day. You're sticking to the type of diet that builds muscle, reduces body fat. For a bodybuilder, that's what eating clean means.
And does it mean getting your protein powder at Costco?
Well, I mean, sometimes Costco could carry a good protein powder. I don't know that that necessarily quantifies not eating clean.
Muscle milk?
Okay, that's not eating clean. But the bottom line is eating clean is a very, very strict method of food preparation and dietary template that 99.9% of Americans would never stick to. They're not going to eat. Look, when I come into this studio with 6 ounces of boiled chicken shredded, a sweet potato with nothing on it, and a jar of mustard, and I eat that for a meal, and people go, like Brian's coming and goes, oh my God, that looks disgusting. That's eating clean. That's actually eating clean.
Does it taste disgusting?
No, I love it. You could put mustard on my foot and I'd eat it. I love it. I mean, I love it. And so 99.9% of Americans would never eat clean, not in a million years.
And I do see your hot logic
over
there.
My hot logic, I got a pound of beef in there. I've got a sweet potato in there, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Eating clean.
And I
got
pink salmon.
Got a can of pink salmon I'm going to eat after the show. This is eating clean. Minimalist eating. They think they're eating clean when they're having a pizza margarita because it's organic tomatoes. I want to smack them.
So anyway, it's Panera that has the new slogan, or they're using the slogan
eating
clean.
Eating clean at Panera. Yeah, because, good luck with that.
Because I guess by the end of this year, they say that all of their ingredients will be clean ingredients in their food.
Clean ingredients. I just can't even. You know what the problem is? These companies hijack every word that has meaning, every phrase that has meaning, and then they destroy it and mutilate it to try to transduce it into having a different meaning that's marketable. It's like core training. And I mean, it's just, I'm tired of it. I really am.
We've made a commitment to remove artificial additives from our menu before the end of 2016. The goal is a cleaner menu.
A purist approach to diet is what eating clean is. We're talking about bland things. That's what eating clean is.
As an example, they use a summer chowder that they launched. It was amazing, they say. You could taste nuances in the sweet corn. You could taste fresh tomatoes and spices.
Sweet corn is not eating clean. I mean, you shouldn't be eating corn. I'm sorry. It's too high in fructose. Have an apple instead. Eating clean. Another word that's been stolen from the bodybuilding community. Every nutritional protocol that is popular today had its origins in physical culture. Randy Roach wrote an entire first volume of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors only about the nutritional origins of physical culture. Everything that we think is healthy today, low carb, high fat, all came from Eugene Sandow and all those people back, Bernard McFadden, all those people back in the early days of physical culture. Eating clean came from those groups, and it gets hijacked by the media one by one.
Okay, so I posted a picture this morning on Facebook about, it was a sauna suit, a waist trainer, and cellophane. And I just wanted to talk about those items. And Carl said to me, why do you have all those?
Yeah, you've got a waist that I can literally take my two hands and almost make my index finger and thumb touch together when I grab your waist. That's how narrow your waist is.
Well, evidently the waist trainers are really popular right now. And some people Like, I think it was the Jessica Alba who used it after her baby was born to get rid of the baby weight. Yeah. And some people swear by them.
She actually started wearing it while she was still pregnant, and her baby was born with a slight cleft in its forehead.
Oh,
from the cinching of her waist.
No, she did not. But anyway, so you know how the Kardashians are constantly posting things. Well, I guess Khloe Kardashian is now talking about sauna suits. And there's a picture of her, and this sauna suit looks like no sauna suit I've ever seen. It looks like a nice dress.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's...
It looks like a black latex dress, right? It's like rubber.
Well, it's not black, though. It's red.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Are you colorblind?
No, I didn't see the dress. You told me it looked like rubber.
She said sauna suits aren't very expensive because they're trash bag material. And then she goes on to say that they supposedly insulate your heat and elevate your body temperature, so they double or triple the amount that you sweat, but you're just losing water weight.
Yeah, you're not burning more calories as a result of that.
Right.
Yeah,
and you're losing water. And so there was a trainer in our gym that used to have women wrap cellophane, their whole body, yeah, in cellophane to get ready for competitions.
Get ready to die.
All it does is just get rid of the water
weight.
Well,
and it does. So subcutaneous water will hurt you in a competition. That's an appropriate use of that technology.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. But to lose weight, it's not. But interesting. So when Elisa and I first started dating, she used to put cellophane on her abs and then go do cardio. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I have the cellophane there.
Yeah. And when did you ever wear that big Michelin Man balloon sweatsuit?
I have?
Yeah, the silver one.
And by the way, if anyone's interested, you can buy them really cheap at Walmart.
Yeah, there you go. Right next to the Muscle Milk.
It's the kind that you used to see wrestlers wear.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to wear it because I thought it would help me
lose weight.
Yeah.
No, you know, everybody thought that. Mick Moyer said, like, the word natural. That's another word that's been hijacked, right? Natural means nothing anymore. Natural. You know what? You know what's natural? Dog droppings are natural. They occur naturally in nature. So should you put them in your food? Probably not. You're right, Mick. So, yeah, I don't know why you have any of that stuff, because you have no problem with your abs or your waist.
Well, so the waist trainers, they're supposedly, they hurt your
organs. Sure.
Don't they smash them?
Of course. That's what women had those problems back in the day when they had to be cinched into a corset.
Well, that's what most of these girls that I've seen photos of on social media, that's what they have, the corsets.
You can bruise organs. You can bruise your liver wearing those things. You can do some real harm.
Can you break anything?
Probably not break anything. I think if you cinch it tight enough, you can maybe separate a vertebrae. Yeah. Because as you cinch it, the body has to go up or down, right? Like if you grab a toothpaste tube in the middle and squeeze it, the toothpaste goes to the bottom and the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you cinch your body in the middle, it's going to push up and down. And that upward and downward pushing could actually separate the vertebrae slightly or maybe even more dramatically. You know, if you bend over. Remember somebody was wearing a pair of tight jeans and they bent over and did something to their leg?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. It's the same thing. Same idea.
Right.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
I could talk forever. My mother said I took one deep breath and I never stopped talking. You think she was right? Let's see if I can talk through this break. We'll be right back. I'm going to just talk to Elisa and see if I can burn her ears off.
Oh, no.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever
or dime for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. You know, All-American EFX did a giveaway last night.
Really? What'd they give away?
They gave away a case of Carbolin Hydrate, which is their new Carbolin product. I think it has electrolytes in it, which is worth $280 right there. A Carbolin Team t-shirt, a vintage non-circulated Natural Freak t-shirt, I think with the Flex Wheeler on it. And the winner will also appear on the EFX ESPN show. And $200 in cash. And the winner was Chris Mendoza. And he listens to the show. He messaged me this morning. He said, thank you so much for the Christmas in August campaign with AAFX. I was like, oh, man, that's amazing. How do you like that?
That's awesome.
I know.
That's awesome. So you wanted to talk about ketones?
Yeah. So there's this whole misuse of words within the ketogenic community. And it's really being prompted by some of the exogenous ketone supplement manufacturers, all of them. They say things like, if you take this supplement, you'll be in ketosis in 30 minutes. And that's not true. Ketosis is actually the process of your body producing its own ketones from fats in your body, from the diet or from your body fat. And the real term is ketolysis, that they really should say. Take this supplement and you'll be in ketolysis in 30 minutes. And what ketolysis is the body breaking down and using ketones as a source of energy. You're not in ketosis.
Is it? So it's not the same as nutritional ketosis?
No. Well, nutritional ketosis means you're eating a diet that's promoting ketosis.
Okay.
And ketosis means the body's production of ketones from fats, right? So boom, boom, boom. Taking a supplement and having ketones show up in your bloodstream, which will be used just like the ketones your body produces. Don't get me wrong. But taking a supplement is actually circumventing ketosis. You're getting, it's almost like, my body used to produce its own testosterone, right? Okay. So when I went on testosterone therapy and started getting an outside source of testosterone, my body didn't have to produce it anymore. So when I give myself an injection, I don't say, oh, let me give myself an injection so my body can produce its own testosterone. No, it's not producing testosterone because I'm giving it an outside source. That doesn't mean the testosterone isn't just as effective either. You get it?
Yes.
So I would like people within the ketogenics community, when they talk about ketone supplements, to start using the word ketolysis.
Ketolysis.
Yeah, because that's exactly, when you take a ketogenic supplement, when you take a ketone supplement, I'm sorry, whether it be a salt or an ester, you're supplying your body with outside ketones so it doesn't have to make its own. It still can make its own. You can still be in ketosis. You could be in ketosis for months and then use that as a supplement to add more ketones to your bloodstream. But what you're really doing is you're influencing ketolysis. You're influencing your body's ability to use ketones, not produce ketones.
And
that's
then
all.
What happens to your body when it uses the ketones?
Well, it uses them for energy. It gives you mental clarity. It's an alternate substrate that, you know, I mean, people are calling it the fourth macronutrient. I think that's kind of cool. Your body does a lot of great things. There's evidence that it helps to rewire the brain in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Ketones appear to be signaling molecules more than just energy substrates.
And don't forget, you can get the 5-day experience here.
I
had to say that.
Yes, SupremeRadio.com. Yeah.
Keto OS.
Check it out.
Okay.
But it's not going to put you into ketosis, even though the Keto OS website says that. They're wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
There is a recall right now on turmeric and curry. So,
my goodness.
Because there is a... The presence of lead was discovered as a result of routine sampling conducted by food inspectors at the New York State Department of Agriculture.
So how do you know which turmeric supplements and even which turmeric herbs are good to use, spices are good to use?
Turmeric's sold at Target, Big Lots, and other supermarkets. So it appears that the Spice Select, Market Pantry, which is Target,
mm-hmm.
Gel, which is, I've never heard of, Clear Value, Spice Supreme, and Lieber's.
Stay away from those brands.
Mm-hmm.
Lead.
They contain lead.
Get the lead out.
So Andy Mant, our Australian connection, posted an article about a town called Eggs and Bacon Bay. They're in southern Tasmania.
Right.
Eggs and Bacon Bay. That's really a strange name.
Well, it's kind of a cool name, you know?
You won't forget that name.
Yeah.
Evidently, PETA is asking the council, the Huon Valley Council, to change their name to Apple and Cherry Bay.
Is that? I think they also submitted an alternate one. I think they said Whiny Crybaby and Kooky Bay. Instead,
they say it's going to remind people to stay away from fat-laden and high cholesterol foods and focus on eating the fresh plant produce the valley has to offer.
PETA needs to, you know, PETA, don't they have anything better to do? Don't they have celebrities to throw paint on their fur coats? Leave these people in Tasmania alone. First of all,
that's ridiculous.
It's my impression by the name of Tasmania and the fact that their national animal is the Tasmanian devil. You probably should just leave these people alone if you don't want them to open up a can of whoop ass on you. Because I got a funny feeling that the people in Tasmania don't take crap from anybody. I just got a feeling about that. Because, you know, we talk about Australia and Tasmania. These places are the last frontiers. I mean, people are still living in the bush there. I think PETA better stay out of there or they may end up on a piece of pita bread in someone's meal.
They say, obviously, changing the name is a small gesture, but it's going to send a powerful message both of compassion and what everyone should be eating to remain healthy.
I think they should change the name of the island to Bugger Off Pita Bay and send a really good message to PETA and other people that they're not going to take their crap. That's what they should do.
That's just ridiculous. It's PETA. Like, don't you have bigger fish to fry.
No, you're not allowed to fry fish. What are you talking about? Don't you dare. And you know what? PETA also wants to have that saying removed from colloquial English. That's not fair to fish if you say bigger fish to fry. It's not nice. Leave the fish alone.
Okay. Moving on. So, I ran upon this article and I thought it would be interesting to share just because, speaking of colloquial times, in the 19th century, they obviously didn't, or 18th century and 19th, they didn't have the refrigeration. So they had to come up with some very inventive ways to store food. And so I have some different ways that they stored the eggs back then, mm-hmm. which is, did you know, okay, so when eggs first are laid, they have a membrane
yeah.
on them.
Yeah, and Washington removes that membrane.
Right, but that membrane is there to protect things from coming in
and out
because the shell is porous.
Right, so it keeps air from getting into the shell.
Or bacteria.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
And then the liquid can also evaporate out of the shell as well.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty cool.
So, the USDA makes them wash that off.
Right.
Wash that membrane off.
Right. In fact, when I used to buy my eggs from Jay King, he was the one who told me, we don't wash our eggs. His eggs always had dirt on them, right? And I used to say to him, Jay, your eggs are always so dirty. Like, do I have to be? He'd say, no, we don't wash them. He'd say to me, you don't have to put them in a refrigerator if you don't want to because we don't wash them. They still have the membrane on. That's how I learned about all that.
So they tried storing them in salt water, but the salt water, then the eggs...
Makes the shell soft, right?
Well, the eggs tasted like salt because it was seeping through the porous shell.
By way of osmosis, right?
Yeah, and then also they tried soaking them in brine, but that didn't work.
Pickled eggs.
They stored them in wheat bran, and it made the eggs taste musty. And after 8 months, 70% of the eggs went bad. They stored them in wood ash, which made the eggs taste like campfire.
Mm, that's tasty.
And only 20% of the eggs boiled, so it was getting better.
For how long? How long?
After 8 months.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So they were looking for an eight-month window. Okay.
Well, no. I think they were looking for the best technique. And they just tried all these different types of techniques. They coated them with mineral oil. They coated them with beef tallow.
Mm.
But the one that worked the best was a solution of slaked lime.
Slaked, S-L-A-K-E-D?
Slaked lime.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is still available today. You can buy it at building supply stores.
And so they coated it with the powder lime?
No, they soaked it in water.
Oh, with the lime in it.
With the lime in it, yes. And the eggs lasted for up to
2 years.
So
do you have to leave the eggs in there soaking, or do you soak them once?
Yes, you have to leave them in there soaking. And they left them in there. You need to leave a lid on. Or put olive oil or something so that nothing can
get... A barrier?
Yeah, a barrier. And they lasted for 2 years.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just eat them? I mean, really, do you really need
Do you eat all the eggs at once now that we have refrigeration?
Oh, good point. But see, you didn't need refrigeration then. Eggs would stay on their own if you left the membrane on for at least a couple weeks. Now, granted, if you put them in a warm place, they'll start to become chickens. But I don't think they needed refrigeration to eat the eggs. And most people had just enough chickens to produce the eggs that they ate on a day-in-day-out basis, which if someone had chickens, they were eating eggs every day, most likely. And they probably lived in Bacon and Egg Bay, Tasmania.
So I want to talk about avocados for a minute.
I love avocados.
I know. And evidently, it looks like since avocados have gotten so popular – the Mexican farmers are now illegally destroying thousands of acres of their country's pine forest so they can expand their orchids and feed the out-of-control demand for avocados.
Wow. That's terrible.
The avocados yield a very high profit, probably higher than any other crop, and it's very lucrative for
So these farmers. Do they grow on a tree, or do they grow like on a close to the ground bush, or do they have pictures of it?
They plant the, I don't know. It says here the federal authorities say it's a cat and mouse game with the farmers because they're hard to catch. They plant their saplings under the canopy.
Sapling, it's a tree. Yeah.
Oh, and then only gradually cut back trees as the avocado plants
grow up. That makes
and
perfect
need more
sense.
Sunlight.
That makes perfect sense. How do you like that?
And then eventually they cut the pines down completely.
That's amazing.
So they're saying we need now to cut back on our avocado intake.
Just to punish them?
No, so that they quit cutting the pine forest down. So there's not as much of a demand.
Why doesn't the Mexican government allot more land to this cash crop? Why restrict these farmers from growing something that's bringing money into their country? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm just telling you what they said.
I'm just telling the story. Don't be hating me. All right, we have to take a break. We've got lots more good things to talk about. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Wait for it. There it is. We got James Brown.
I evidently made a mistake in my last.
Yeah, this is funny. Elisa goes to me, did I say colloquial? I meant colonial.
I meant colonial.
I said, and no, I think you said colloquial.
I think you had just said colloquial.
It was stuck in your head.
A few minutes before that. So
this is really interesting because Kray Tom has come on the scene in a big way. Kray Tom would have been fine. No one would have paid attention to Kray Tom had they not started talking about the analgesic or pain-relieving effects of Kray Tom, which Kray Tom is extremely effective at.
Didn't you guys talk about it on the show?
Oh, we've talked about it numerous times on the Blueprint Power Hour. Kray Tom interacts with the opioid receptor, and it's very, very powerful analgesic, very, very powerful pain reliever, but doesn't have any of the addictive qualities of opioids. It's great stuff. People say at varying amounts that Kray Tom gives them focus and clarity, all the way to Kray Tom makes them relax, but all of them say the same thing, that Kray Tom reduces the effects of pain. Now, I learned this a long time ago. There are over 60 million people in the United States that live with chronic pain. Managing chronic pain is a huge flipping industry. We're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars every single year between opioids, treatments, doctor's visits, everything you can imagine, even drugs to treat people who take the opioids who become constipated or their stomach. There's drugs to treat the people for the drugs they're taking now in that community, in the chronic pain management industry. The second you put the word pain on a label of a supplement, reduces pain, great for pain management, anything like that, the FDA is going to come and put their jacked boot foot right up your behind and shut you down. Because one of the things that lobbyists for the pain management industry are very good at is keeping everybody else out of the industry. I mean, unless you're selling OxyContin and opioids and stuff like that, which are pharmaceutical drugs, you cannot get in that industry. And if you say something is good for pain management, you better be prepared to suffer the wrath of the FDA. Kray Tom is finding that out the hard way. So August 4th, marshals acting under the direction of the FDA seized more than 100 cases of Kray Tom belonging to Nature Therapeutics LLC in Grove Beach, California. The product was worth $150,000, and the Kray Tom is not a controlled substance, mind you. So possessing it is not against the law in the United States or in California. However, because Kray Tom has been found by consumers who purchase it to have some therapeutic value as a natural remedy for pain, the FDA alleges that it has the right to regulate and impede its distribution and sales. How do you like that? So basically, and this song was sent to us by Bryce Dunlap. I mean, story, not song. Basically, what they're saying is Kray Tom works, so we're not going to let people buy it anymore. If you want pain relief, you got to buy opioids. You got to go to the doctor and get OxyContin, get hooked on this stuff, go that way. But you're not going to be getting Kray Tom anymore.
So on the heels of this story, I want to talk about real quick. The FDA has a revised draft guidance for their guidance over dietary supplements. And one of the things that this new draft guidance states is that the synthetic ingredients and synthetic copy of an herb or botanical ingredients may qualify as a dietary ingredient under the FDA's Federal Drug and Cosmetic Act. So they're not going to allow any herbs or botanicals. They want them to have synthetic copies.
Are they saying that, or are they saying that the synthetics will also be accepted as over-the-counter? Because now a lot of synthetics are not accepted. Only the natural versions are.
Well, I guess you're right. I'm sorry.
But what this does is this actually allows pharmaceutical companies to get into the over-the-counter business. But they're going to start making synthetic forms of things that we buy, like ashwagandha. They'll start synthesizing what's in ashwagandha and selling that. So, it's a murky, murky business. The FDA has been trying to control the dietary supplement industry for a very, very long time. It continues on. It just goes on.
They continue to want to just, like you said, control the everything.
Yeah, of course.
And they can't handle what they have on their plate.
I know.
Right.
Meanwhile, companies like Merck kill 55,000 people. The FDA doesn't do a damn thing about it. They can't catch them in the act. They can't prevent it. They do a recall after it's obvious that people are dropping like flies, and no one is punished at the FDA. The FDA is a joke, complete joke, like the rest of the government, quite frankly. I'm sorry.
So here in Kentucky, only in Kentucky, there's a lawmaker.
This is funny.
There's a lawmaker that has put a bill out that forces men to get a note from their wives before purchasing Viagra.
Now, it's a woman, Mary Lou Marzian, a Louisville Democrat.
She's
introduced a bill that would force men who want to use erectile dysfunction drugs to jump through a series of humiliating hoops beforehand, such as visiting a doctor twice and getting a note from their wives. Their wives have to approve that they want them to get this drug.
She said that they would have to make a sworn statement with his hand on a Bible that he will only use a prescription for a drug for erectile dysfunction when having sexual relations with his current spouse.
That's ridiculous. What if he wants to masturbate? What if he doesn't even want to have sex with his wife anymore because he hates her, but in order to stay in this loveless, miserable marriage, he wants to masturbate. The only way he can masturbate is using Viagra. I mean, she's crazy. This is, look.
She's doing this as a retaliation because there was just a bill that is going to require a woman who wants to go get an abortion to have a consultation with a doctor 24 hours before getting her abortion.
Why isn't that a problem? I mean,
she said because it's the woman's right to get an abortion if she wants to.
But the woman can still get the doctor, still get the abortion.
Yeah, she
doesn't have to go get a note from the father who doesn't know she's having the abortion.
No, she just needs to consult with a doctor, which actually might be a good thing if someone's, confused and not sure about the procedure.
Yeah.
And the doctor can, shed some light on what's going to happen. And
the equivalent to her move would be, okay, so you want to have an abortion because you were raped, but we can't give you the abortion until you get a letter from the rapist saying it's okay for us to kill his child too. Like that would be the equivalent of what she's saying. She's saying you got to go get your wife's permission, not you got to go see a doctor and speak with them first.
She's also going to introduce a bill that would require gun buyers to get counseling from victims of gun violence.
Yeah, that would be good. I have no problem with that. I'd still buy a gun. I'm not planning on killing anybody. Unless somebody.
Well, I just tell that because it's just outrageous the what she's.
This is that whole government. People are too stupid to care for themselves, so the government has to create laws to help stupid people care for themselves. I mean, it's just more of that. We've been talking about that phenomenon for years. That's how government operates.
So I've seen commercials or heard radio commercials about immunotherapy.
Well, yes, I have. And I've also met a cancer immunologist when I was at a Quest, Dr. Q, a wonderful man.
And what are your thoughts about
I think the immune system, has the ability to kill cancer. And in fact, that's why right now, and everybody listening to this show, there's a cancer cell in their body, but their immune system is very, very well equipped to sequester it and destroy it before it actually takes root somewhere in tissue. And that's part of the immune system.
Yeah, it says this approach uses a drug or agent that stimulates the immune system The idea behind it is a generalized, revved up immune response will be more effective in fighting the cancer.
But I think you take that with along with the chemotherapy. I mean, a ketogenic diet and chemotherapy. I feel like slapping myself. You take that with the ketogenic diet and maybe.
See, you make mistakes too.
All the time. You take that with the ketogenic diet. You take that with hyperbaric oxygen. You take that with CBD oil. You put all those things together, and yeah, you kill cancer. Absolutely.
Well, so along with this immunotherapy, do they have chemotherapy as well in traditional mainstream offices?
You cannot treat cancer today in any hospital or any doctor's office without chemotherapy and radiation. That's called the standard of care. You're either getting one or both of those. That's it. And then you can get immunotherapy. They have no problem with it. As long as you take the poison first.
So if you decide you don't want the poison, then what happens?
Well, very forward-thinking hospitals like Cedars-Sinai in California are helping people find alternatives at that point. If they say, look, I am not getting chemo, I am not getting radiation, I'll go home and just find my own way. Cedars-Sinai is now helping people learn about the ketogenic diet.
So they won't force you?
No, they won't force you. But if you're a child... If you're a minor under 18 years old and your parents say, I don't want chemo, I want to do something else for my child, they'll take your child away from you. But an adult, you can make that decision. So, kind of sad.
That is sad.
We have a child who eradicated his own brain tumor and his parents coming on the show very soon. They started an organization called the Max Love Foundation because... his mother did not want chemo and did not want radiation, and they were forced into some of it.
So Con Santori Davidson posted this on your wall. A party drug, ketamine, is closer to approval for depression, and the FDA is going to fast-track this drug without really testing it because it's supposed to help treat patients with suicidal tendencies. So my question is, a lot of these patients who have the suicidal tendencies have those tendencies because of the drugs that they're already on.
I happen to know somebody who's going through a divorce, and they put the husband on a Lexapro. I'm trying to think of an old, real old-time SSRI, and he's never mentioned divorce in his entire life. I mean, suicide in his entire life. And... he never mentioned suicide throughout the whole period of time that the divorce has been going on, but his doctor insisted that he be on an antidepressant. He didn't think he needed it, but he listened to the doctor. He's on the antidepressant now. It's his third or fourth week. He's talking about suicide. The antidepressant has taken him to a low, low place where he feels like he's out of control of his life, and he's talking about suicide for the first time. Never mentioned suicide before. Didn't want to be on the antidepressant. His doctor insisted that he needed it.
So let me get this straight. The FDA says that we need a drug now because people have suicidal thoughts, but the antidepressants are the ones that are most likely causing the suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, so this drug in party cultures is called Special K, ketamine. And, they ought to just go for ecstasy. If you have somebody who's, you mark my words, I give it a year, maybe two, you're going to hear MDMA is being researched to treat depression.
But you can't take a supplement that's a natural herb.
Oh, you can. You can. But you can't say it's an antidepressant.
Doesn't want you to.
No, you can. And they don't care, but the company selling it to you can't say this is good for depression, just like you can't say Kratom is good for pain. See, the FDA goes like...
But I think if the FDA had their druthers, that they would take all of the supplements.
Oh, if they could get rid of every supplement tomorrow morning, they would be the happiest organization in the world.
Because then everything would have to be synthetic, and the pharmaceutical companies...
Well, it wouldn't even have to be synthetic. The pharmaceutical companies could use these same herbals and just own them and sell them. But the point is that as soon as you make drug-like claims, you get shut down. If you say this herb, like for instance, saffron has been shown to be more effective than an SSRI in mitigating depression. Have you ever heard saffron advertised that way?
No.
You can't. You advertise it like that, the FDA will take all the saffron off the market. You advertise Kratom is good for pain. They seize it, even though it's not a controlled substance. You see that? So you can't compete. You can't use the words, the vernacular. You can't use the terms to explain how your product works, because if, as soon as you're competing with a pharmaceutical drug, they just take you off the market. It's terrible. The FDA has done more to harm people than to protect people. Seriously. I mean, I've been saying that for years now. We have a break. Let's do that. We'll be right back.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I've been watching you. La, 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 long.
So Andrew Scarborough, who is the other host of the Beating Brain Cancer podcast, which is an amazing podcast. I'm so proud of the work we're doing here at the Superhuman Radio Nation. We are launching some new podcasts that are going to have great impacts on health. He messaged me on Facebook and said about
the Viagra.
Politician wanting men to get notes from their wives. He said, bad news for gay atheists. They don't have wives. They don't believe in God, so that's not going to change anything. So it's like, you know, look, just give me my Viagra and let me go.
Okay? They're going to start selling. I guess they already do sell that on the black market.
We have a friend whose father-in-law is really an older guy. He's an ex-sailor, wonderful man from the East Coast. And so we were talking about testosterone one day at a party, and he said to me, he came over real quietly, goes, I take testosterone. I said, you do? I didn't know that. He goes, yeah, Viagra, that's testosterone, right? I said, no, it's not the same. I thought that was funny.
That was cute.
Yeah.
He's a cute guy.
Yeah.
There was a new study that was just published in the journal Nature Communication, which is examining the use of neonicotinoid, mm-hmm. neonicotinoids, and they're linked to the wild bee declines in England. And they used 18 years of data on more than 60 bee species in England, and the researchers found that the species foraging on pesticide-treated crops have experienced a much more severe loss than species foraging on other plants. And I said to Carl in the break, how many studies do we have to prove that neonicotinoids are
hurting
the bee population?
Oh, just a few more. By the time they finally agree, the bees will all be gone. They'll be like, oh, man, we could have saved them had we had this last study.
It's like, come on. There's so much evidence that that these neonicotinoids are killing off not only bees, but
other species.
Butterflies, other species as well.
It's very sad.
So this is interesting. Guess who loves bees?
Well, we know the Queen Mother and Prince Charles do.
Yeah, they have they're beekeepers.
Yeah, they have their own beekeepers.
They have their own bees. Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's a beekeeper.
That makes sense. Flea, beekeeper. You know, he's a bug. They're all bugs. That's pretty cool. Flea.
So. It says here that, first of all, I wanted to read this. 44% of all honeybee colonies have been lost in the past year.
That's almost half of all honeybees. That's amazing.
Yep. So.
So much so that they actually, there's a whole business where they import bees into other states where they need pollinations for plants, like in California.
In 2015, Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers began learning about and keeping his own bees. Today, he has three hives totaling more than 200,000 individual bees, and he posts regularly updates on his social media about his beekeeping.
That's so cool. I would really love to know what Flea's real name is. That's one of those things I've always wondered. What's his real name? Anybody know? Let me know.
Yeah, so I thought that was an interesting story.
Yeah. That's very cool. Very, very cool. Also, real quick, so I'm going to plug a couple blog posts. Anthony Roberts, a longtime friend of the show, recently published an article over at Medium.com about Metabolic Nutrition, a very, very large brand. They have a quarantined by the FDA, their product Synodrex. Apparently, he's guessing that it probably still has AMP citrate in it when they were supposed to remove it from the product. But if you are using Synedrex, S-Y-N-E-D-R-E-X, for Metabolic Nutrition, all retailers are asking for a recall to say, bring it back, bring it back.
So I guess the dairy, Ben & Jerry's and Cabot's cheese.
Yeah.
Have market themselves as being healthy and natural.
How much sugar is in Ben & Jerry's ice cream?
Well, I'm talking about the types of
ingredients,
atrazine, simazine that they use in their on their cornfields, and then they feed it to their dairy.
Right.
Vermont dairy farmers applied more than 2,533,329 pounds of three different types of, like, the chemicals, atrazine and simazine, on their cornfields, and then fed it to their cows.
And here's the interesting thing about when we talk about,
and they're all human carcinogens too.
Okay. But more importantly, when we talk about these chemical pesticides and herbicides, do you notice one of the things that doesn't ever come into the conversation but is one of the biggest negative effects of these chemicals, global warming. So these chemicals are causing global warming to as great an extent, if not greater extent, than petrochemicals, than fossil fuels. Did you know that?
Yes.
The hundreds of millions of pounds, the billions of pounds of this stuff sprayed all over the globe. But meanwhile, somehow, the agricultural industry has been successful in sidestepping their contribution to global warming. And you know, we're talking about, if you're talking about cars and factories, you've got to be talking about what we're spraying in our fields too, because that is eroding the atmosphere as well. No one talks about it.
So I guess the EPA just finished a scathing analysis of atrazine, which found that it could not be used safely, even in lower concentrations. The EPA findings compared simazine with atrazine and determined that simazine and its breakdown products were as dangerously toxic as atrazine. So why are they even using it? They're using it on both cornfields and hayfields,
and then
feeding it to the cows. But in the Vermont, like the Ben and Jerry's and the Cabot Creamery, they make the cheese.
Right.
You see the cows in the pastures, the happy cows in the pastures, when in fact they're really living on concrete
and buildings, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Penned, and then they're exposed to all these chemicals, and these chemicals end up in the food.
Yep.
But you're still eating clean. another idiocy I'd like to talk about.
Okay.
There's a new company out called Monk, M-O-N-Q. Their slogan is "Breathe Organic Plants." So you know how vaping is all the rage right now?
Yes.
Okay. So this company puts glycerin and infused oils from various plants into what appears to be an electronic cigarette so that you can smoke this stuff, so you can inhale it.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, are these people that stupid? Like, are they trying to give up tobacco, so they're going to use this instead? Frankincense, orange, and ylang ylang. I don't know what that is. Like, that's an example of...
So they're smoking it?
Well, you know how vaping...
Right.
They're inhaling it.
That's crazy.
In glycerin. So it's vegetable glycerin and these oils coating the inside of your lungs, and you're supposed to go, oh, this is wonderful. I just can't believe how stupid people have become. I really can't. I mean, they're calling it breathing therapeutic air. Are you kidding me? Since when are plant oils therapeutic for the inside of your lungs? I'm just flabbergasted. I'm doing things all wrong on this show. I really am. I gotta introduce something that is marginally toxic and completely stupid, and I'll be the most successful person in the world. I'll sell it to, because the reality is the majority of the population is stupid. They are. That's it.
Okay, so I wanted you, Carl, to talk about the link between insulin resistance and hypertension. Because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who's a dear friend, and he and I have been friends for years. But he just is doing things all wrong. So we were having this conversation, and then the link between you and I were trying to describe this to him. So I want you to talk about this.
It's really so simple. I'll tell you who's at fault with this discussion. Physicians. When you have somebody who comes into your office that has high blood pressure.
He's been on high blood pressure medication since he was 24, and he's now 54.
Okay.
30 years.
So when you go to your doctor and he puts you on high blood pressure medication, one of the things he needs to discuss with you is your diet, and it's not sodium. It's the carbohydrate content of your diet. The majority of people who suffer from hypertension in this country do so because they're developing insulin resistance. They may not have frankincense. You may check their blood glucose and it's 80, 76. It's fine. But they're pumping out so much insulin to keep their blood sugar. And that's why I've always said looking at blood sugar without looking at insulin is just stupid. Doctors who just look at blood sugar, it's stupid. If you don't know how much insulin a person is producing to maintain that level of blood sugar, then you really don't know what's going on with them metabolically. As insulin goes up, the production of angiotensin-converting enzyme goes up. Angiotensin-converting enzyme constricts blood vessels. If you have a hose and it's a certain diameter and it has 20 pounds of pressure inside there per square inch with the water flow being what it is, and you go to a smaller hose, the pressure inside the hose goes up because the volume that you're trying to put through the hose hasn't really changed, so the pressure goes up. People who have high blood pressure just need to go drop a lot of the carbs out of their diet. Their blood pressure will go down. That's all they have to do. They have to address their insulin resistance and their blood pressure will go down, but they don't. They go on meds and then they go, well, it's genetic. My dad had high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, no. It's not genetic. You just learned how to eat crappy like your dad ate. So you've got the same issues that he has. Change your diet and your outcome will be different than your father's.
So when I asked him about his diet, he said that he basically pretty much eats anything that he wants. He
right.
eats cakes and candy. And he said he would be obese if he didn't go to the gym and work out.
Right. But he eats a high sugar diet and he wonders why he has high blood pressure. And doctors aren't telling him about that. That's a sin. For a doctor to withhold that valuable information?
When I told him he needed to titrate off his high blood pressure medication, he said, I'll check with my doctor.
Yeah, like the doctor's going to say that's okay. All right, let's take a break. We've got some things to wrap up. Stay tuned.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you too.
So Blake, you know the singer Blake?
Blake Shelton?
No, what's his name? Drake? Drake.
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 No, Blake.
Blake is country western, sorry. Drake said that Eminem is the greatest rapper in the world, and I completely agree with him.
Was that just Eminem?
Yeah, I completely agree with him. A lot of people took him to task and thought, you know, how could he say that? I mean, if Tupac was still alive, I'd say, nah, he's probably the second greatest. But I do. When you listen to Eminem's lyrics, they're so elegant. They're so well done. They tell, they give a message and they rhyme. And it's what he does is hard to do. That's why you have rappers out there who they produce songs that stupid words, that, you know, booty, 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 rocking everywhere. That's not music. That's what Eminem does is music. I love Eminem. There you go.
So
Predator Nutrition.
Predator Nutrition, our European distributor. He also distributes to Canada, now has Thrive in stock again.
Yeah, a lot of people are upset. Yeah.
He sold out, but he has it back in stock.
Our Amazon guy sold out.
He's got that back in stock again.
Thrive
at Amazon.
Is flying off the shelves, and we have the 3-pound jug coming, baby. It's coming. And I'm going to tell you right now, on auto ship, 3 pounds is only going to be $59 plus shipping.
That's amazing.
Less than $2 a serving. But it's going to be on the auto ship. You're going to have to sign up for it. There you go.
Okay. So something that I thought was really interesting is they're proposing a tax on meat.
Yeah, right.
Because of global warming.
Yeah, it's such BS. Like taxing meat is going to slow people down from eating it, or somehow the tax dollars are going to be used to slow down global warming.
By reducing consumer demand, such a levy would curb one of the leading causes of climate change, methane emissions from livestock.
How would it curb it?
Because they think people would eat less.
People don't smoke less, and there's 70% of the cost of cigarettes is taxed today. And people aren't smoking less.
They just want more tax money.
Yes, of course that's what it is. You know what? Do you know what the word incongruence means? When you're incongruent actions, when your actions are incongruent with the desired results, they're disconnected. So if you say to me, I've got to wash the floor, and so the action you take is to get in your car and drive to the store, you're not washing your floor, right? Those are incongruent actions. It's not doing what you intended to do. I am so tired of walk to cure diabetes or wear purple to cure Alzheimer's. Wearing purple doesn't cure Alzheimer's. These are incongruencies, okay? Walking doesn't cure diabetes except for the person who's doing the walking if they do it every single day and change their diet for 6 months. I think that the truth in advertising laws should be applied to these campaigns. Because if you have a campaign that says, wear red to cure breast cancer, and my wearing pink doesn't cure breast cancer, then you lied in your advertising. Now, what they can say is, by wearing red, we'll help make people aware to donate more money to a charity that may or may not cure breast cancer. In fact, based on past performances, this charity's been around for X amount of years. They haven't cured it yet, so it's a lie. I'm so friggin' tired of it.
And then, too, how much of the money that you donate really goes to the charity anyway? Like with the Susan G. Komen.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's only like 10% of the money that is donated actually goes to the charity. So if they're having a run and it's a $100 fee, take that $100 and donate it to a family that needs it.
Yeah.
Don't give it to the Susan G. Komen for the cure because
they're going
to
give her 10.
They're just going to take 10 cents of that.
Yeah, no, $10.
I'm sorry, $10.
No, I know. But I'm so tired of these slogans that...
No, 10 that, cents.
No. I'm so tired of these slogans that have no meaning and the stupid people that fall for it. I am not wearing purple to cure Alzheimer's disease because me wearing purple is not going to cure Alzheimer's disease. And I'm not donating money to organizations to cure Alzheimer's disease because they're all working on the wrong things. So I'm tired of it. I don't know if everybody else feels that way, but maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm an old, what is that? An old white,
crotchety
old white man.
So here on this article, they're talking about influencing human behavior and how it's one of the most challenging aspects of any large scale policy. And it's unlikely that a large scale dietary change will happen voluntarily without incentives. So they're trying, it's like the government is trying to get into all aspects of our lives.
Well, that's what government does. That's how they grow. But I mean, putting a tax on beef isn't going to get people who eat beef to stop eating it. They're just going to pay more for it. And it's not going to make global warming go away any more than Hibachi Kababuti over there doing that dance after the weightlifting is going to make his island not sink 100 years from now. I mean, these are incongruencies that people who have magical thinking apply to their lives, and it's just stupid. No, I'm tired of it. I'm tired, and I love when I go to a store and they go, oh, would you like to donate a dollar to breast cancer? No. No, I don't want to donate a dollar to your charity that's going to give 10 cents of it to somebody else. No. And I say that because I'm annoying. I'm good at it. I'm good at being annoying.
Yes, you are.
One of my strengths. I know my strengths, and that's one of them. We have anything else? Anyone to shout out? Or?
I don't think so.
That's it. It's been a great show. It went really fast, didn't it?
Yes, it went really fast today.
I know. Elisa goes, do you think we're going too fast? I said, we can't go too fast. It's 2 hours. I mean, 2 hours is 2 hours. It just goes fast when we have a lot of great things to talk about.
And thanks for all the articles from everybody.
Yeah. If we didn't mention your name, we're sorry. And thanks for Amy Lee that gave us a live show today for warning me that the stream was down.
Okay.
Oh, you know what we did forget? Real quick. Adele Moussa, Subversity. Great blog post from yesterday about creatine and drop sets in older trainees. Really worth reading if you want to maximize muscle gains. 200% greater muscle gains by older trainees when they combined creatine with drop sets.
And you know what? I've started taking creatine too.
I'm so proud of you. You're really living on the edge now.
I know.
You are. When I first met Elisa, she was afraid to do anything. She wouldn't take any supplements at all.
I took supplements.
What did you take?
Vitamin B12.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat red meat. Right. But I'm thinking about starting to eat red meat.
Well, but you've been eating bacon.
I did eat some bacon.
And you've been eating bison.
I love bison now.
So you're eating red meat.
So I'm expanding my horizons.
Yeah. I mean, and she's got a drawer full of supplements too now. that's the Carl effect. I hope everybody enjoyed today's show. Thank you for listening. You're a wonderful audience. Have I told you that lately? You're a wonderful audience.
Thank you for all you do.
I love you all. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.